just wanted to warn you that a lot of the music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Cronfused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Confused, your host, with some, not the most, not the least, but I got it. Here we are. You, me, the other listeners tuning in to CITR Discord Radio 101.9 FM here. For me, anyway, on the unceded territories of the Squamish, Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh peoples who've been here since time in memoriam, you know. Being stewards of this land and trying to regain some kind of sovereignty, some kind of sense in this crazy mixed up colonial world we live in. Speaking of colonization, war has been on my mind a lot this week. You know, not just these near civil wars we're erupting in, but also, you know, the war that we're remembering. This episode is particularly World War II, refugee, and battle heavy. Please be warned that it's not my usual, like, fuck you kind of warning. You know, I'm not trying to be some kind of angry European or weird settler vibe. It's definitely not what I'm going for. I'm not here to promote war. I'm here to try and think about, you know, all the survivors of war, the ones left behind after people chose to go to battle, the ones who go to battle under false pretenses. And, I'm just trying to look at different perspectives and different ways that people bleed in the war machine, you know. So that's what we have going on today. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you listen to it with an open heart and open mind. And you're going to hear a lot less from me. I'll probably do an improv either in the middle somewhere, but I might not, depending on how we are for time. Also, because I'm not really someone who's been touched by war. My opa survived World War II in Germany. He doesn't really like to talk about it, obviously, for obvious reasons, and I've heard only a few stories from him. Which, you know, I don't feel like this might be the most appropriate avenue to share because I don't really have this, you know, permission. And they're very sort of sparse rememberings of a child and then some very harsh rememberings as a teen. But mostly I know he was a tradesperson rebuilding Germany rather than, you know, a Hitler youth getting an education, which is kind of a strange dichotomy to think about. In unto itself. So yeah, like I said, I'm not really someone who's been touched by war. Both my grandpas were immigrants after the Second World War, and my stepfather's dad died in Second World War as well. But other than that, I'm going to sort of leave the story, songs, expressions, quotes, poems to people who have actually been touched by war more significantly. And then at the end, going to play a piece that I've been working on very hard with the Artemis Musician Society for their Discomfort Women's Project. It was written by composer Isang Yoon, who's Korean-German descent, and the quotes that we use for this piece are taken directly from UN documents of survivors of the comfort stations during World War II under Japanese insurgents. So yeah, stay tuned for that. And like I said, potentially an improv, potentially not. Mostly just a lot of fairly heavy but very heart vibrational music. So please keep your mind open, your heart open, and remember that there is reverberations to this kind of violence. And if we can go forward with a respect for the past and respect for the people who survived it, and a sort of a commitment to be more peaceful, I think that that might be the best way to honor their memory. I don't know about you, but yeah, it's just me. Here on Musish.
Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Ambulance. Ambulance. Ambulance. A.M.
Speak My Language is a collection of 5 radio documentaries centering the experiences of Chinese seniors navigating barriers in the BC healthcare system. Created through collaborations between youth and seniors, this intergenerational radio storytelling project promotes a greater awareness of language and cultural accessibility in healthcare. Come out for the launch event, Speak My Language, celebrating our stories. For more info, visit yarrowsociety.ca/speakmylanguage. That's Y-A-R-R-O-W society.ca/speakmylanguage.
Tell me true, tell me why was Jesus crucified? Was it for this that Daddy died? Was it you? Was it me? Did I watch too much TV? Is that a hint of accusation? Done. Maggie, what have you done? we done to England?
Your daddy is a soldier, son. Your daddy's gone to war. His heavy hands, they hold his gun. His aim is keen and sure. Your daddy's in the desert now. He's in the darkness and the dust. And he is fighting for his country, son. He's doing it for us. Your daddy's coming home soon now. Not long now till he's back, and we can dress you in your smartest shirt and meet him down the track, and he will put you on his shoulders, and you will sing and clap and laugh, and I will throw my arms around him, and I will hold him close at last. Your dad ain't left the house again. Your dad ain't brushed his teeth. Your dad keeps getting angry, son. At nights he doesn't sleep. He's having his bad dreams again. He seems worn out and weak. And yes, I've tried to be there for him, but we barely even speak. He don't know what to say to me. He don't know how to tell it. He's won medals for his bravery, but he just wants to forget it. He is drinking more than ever, son. Before, he never cried. But now I wake at night to feel him shaking by my side. He spoke to me at last, my son. He turned to me in tears, and I held his face so close to mine, and I asked him what he feared. And he said, it's getting darker. It has not disappeared. He says he sees it even sharper now the sand and smoke have cleared. He said there was this kid he got to know, young, just turned 18. Bright and kind, his name was Joe. Joe kept his rifle clean. Now Joe's girlfriend was expecting. Joe loved to joke and laugh. Joe marched in front of your old man as they patrolled the path. Now everything was quiet until they heard that dreaded blast. And then the man that marched in front of Joe was completely blown apart. And the shrapnel hit Joe in the face and gouged both eyes at once. So the last thing that those brown eyes ever saw was the man in front. Limbs and flesh and bone and blood ripped up and thrown around. And after that, just blackness, just the taste, the stink, the sound. And I tell you this, my son, because I know what you'll be like. As soon as you've grown old enough, you'll want to go and fight in whatever battle needs you. You will pledge your blood and bone, not in the name of good or evil, but in the name of home. Your dad believes in fighting, son. He fights for you and I. But the men that send the armies in will never hear us cry. I don't support these wars, my son. I don't believe they're right. But I do support the soldiers who go off to war and fight. Troops just like your daddy, son. Soldiers through and through, who wear their uniform with pride and do what they are told to do. But when you're grown, my sweet, my love, please don't go fighting wars. Fight the men that start them, son. Fight a cause that's yours. Because, yes, it seems so full of honour and so valiant and so bold. But the men that send the armies in, they send them in for gold. They send them in for oil. They might tell us it's for Britain. But the men come home like daddy, angry, and spend their days just drinking. Trying to get perspective on the thoughts they can't stop thinking, while their sons stare at their daddy's chests and watch the medals twinkling.
Throughout America's adventure in free government, our basic purposes have been to keep the peace, to foster progress in human achievement, and to enhance liberty, dignity, and integrity among peoples and among nations. Progress toward these noble goals is persistently threatened by the conflict now engulfing the world. It commands our whole attention, absorbs our very beings, global in scope, atheistic in character, ruthless in purpose, and insidious in method. Unhappily, the danger it poses promises to be of indefinite duration. To meet it successfully, there is call for not so much the emotional and transitory sacrifices of crisis, but rather those which enable us to carry forward steadily, surely, and without complaint, the burdens of a prolonged and complex struggle with liberty the stake. Crises there will continue to be. In meeting them, whether foreign or domestic, great or small, there is a recurring temptation to feel that some spectacular and costly action could become the miraculous solution to all current difficulties. But each proposal must be weighed in the light of a broader consideration: the need to maintain balance in and among national programs. Balance between our essential requirements as a nation and the duties imposed by the nation upon the individual. Balance between actions of the moment and the national welfare of the future. Good judgment seeks balance and progress. Lack of it eventually finds imbalance and frustration. You and I, my fellow citizens, need to be strong in our faith that all nations under God will reach the goal of peace with justice. May we be ever unswerving in devotion to principle, confident but humble with power, diligent in pursuit of the nation's great goals.
You spend all Here is our tree that primitively grows. And when we go to bed, scarecrows from the far east come to eat its tender fruit. And I've thought the best way to protect our tree is by building walls, walls like unicorns in full glory and galore, and even stronger than the walls of Jericho. But glad then, my friend, that in a few we shall reap a Galilee, what we always dreamt of having. Enough of the starving, just love, that is the root of all evil, but not our tree. And thank you, my friend, for trusting me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, money. Hallelujah, money. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, money. If this be the end, then so shall it be. Until we say so, nothing will move. Ah, don't worry. It's not against our morals. It's legally tender. Touch, my friend, what the whole world and whole beasts of nations desire.
When the morning comes, we are still human. How will we know? How will we dream? How will we love? How will we know?
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating. And yet, don't look too good, nor look too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, If you can hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life for broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at the beginning, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are done, and so hold on when there is nothing in you, except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 40 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. The Kipling poem is one of my favorites since I was a boy at school. My father read it to me once. And I think it to me as a little boy, it summed up what a man should be. And later on, when I became an actor, there were a couple of lines in there that affected me. One was, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, it's a very good thing for an actor, because an actor's life doesn't consist of any medium things. Everything is either a hit or absolute disaster. So there was that one. And then there is another line, which is, if you can hear the words you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, well, that's the press as far as actors are concerned, because you're always seeing something and you go, wait a minute, I never said that. And so it stayed with me all my life, right until this very day. You know, the war, for a start, took my dad away for 6 years. I never forgave it for that. You know, war disrupts everything. I was evacuated on my own and ill-treated and all that sort. Everything went wrong, you know. Peace, things go right. I was a soldier when I was 19. I spent my 19th year in Korea as a fusilier infantryman. And so I know what I'm talking about when I talk about war. And it's the most disgusting thing that you could ever think of. And I've also noticed with every single war, has been declared by men who are too old to go. And it's made me suspicious.
I'm not sure it's your slight size.
Great news, you've just been promoted and you get your own pistol.
Just go and shoot anybody who looks different to us.
Okay.
Okay.
Ah! Chocho, where's your uniform? Here, put the jacket on so they know not to shoot you. We must kill everything that we see. For Hitler! Die, devil, stop!
Thank you.
between the heavens and the corner of some far field. I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. As the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, you take her frail hand and hold on to the dream. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubts and fears. And what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control. And everyone has recourse to the law, and no one kills the children anymore. No one kills the children anymore. What's done is done. We cannot just write off his final scene. Take heed of the dream. Take heed.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Hello, welcome back. Hope you're doing okay. Hope you're still holding on. Your senses don't feel too bombarded. We started and ended that audio collage with a bit of Pink Floyd from their album The Final Cut, starting with Post-War Dream and then finishing up with The Gunner's Dream. Both two of my favorite songs off the album, two of my favorite Pink Floyd songs, honestly, incredibly moving. Tell me you didn't cry and I will tell you you're a liar, or that maybe you're around people or you're the kind of person who maybe doesn't cry. I'm sorry for being so judgmental. Love them. Love all the sounds that they come up with. And I especially love their, again, relationship to those left behind by war. We also heard Kate Tempest's Hero's Poem and Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex, and Ifrah Hussein's memoirs of the Mogadishu War in 93. That's from the Vancouver Poetry House, powerhouse performance, my goodness. Then we also had Hallelujah Money by Benjamin Clementine and the Gorillaz, which video is just as striking as the message. Definitely worth a watch. It just goes to show that there are many types of war, some worth fighting, some worth giving up, you know. And we also had Michael Caine's Reflections on Peace, which was done for World Peace Day, and, you know, his experiences with war, and his mention that truly to be a man is to find peace and to seek peace, which I honestly could not agree with more. And like I said, we finished up with some Floyd, with The Gunner's Dream, and led right into Jojo Rabbit's clip from RCA Films, when they are actually at war, when the children are just blindly told, fight people who don't look like us, which I think is the heart of a lot of propaganda, a lot of war, a lot of, you know, mongering of this sort. And that's kind of also spoken to in Hallelujah Money, when they're saying, if, you know, if there's oil, then you're going to try and find peace there. Quote unquote peacekeeping missions and the like. So yeah. I'm gonna wrap it up here, not by doing an improv, but by playing the Yoon piece that I mentioned for bassoon. It's called Monologue for Bassoon. You can find it on YouTube by searching Artemis Musician Society, or should be up on some streaming platforms very shortly. We're currently putting out this Comfort Women Discomfort series. It's an ongoing thing. We also have a version of Arirang coming up, some other Korean folk songs, and some sort of audio cut-up poems that I'm making with testimony from some of the survivors that our artistic director actually collected directly from them in Korea, which is honestly pretty incredible. It's been a wonderful experience to work with their stories and to try and help continue them on and help make them artfully elevated, because the way they speak and their strength is such an inspiration that all I want is to pay tribute to that as a survivor myself, not to that extent, but to see people who can overcome such adversity, such tragedy, such trauma, and still be such beacons of hope and of light is truly all I aspire to inspire in this world. So that is Monologue for Bassoon, with UN survivor testimony, as performed by Artemis Musician Society, coming up next here on Musish on CITR 101.9 FM Discord Radio with me, Confused. Oh yeah, wait, before we get into more of that heaviness, for future episodes, if you do want to send in your own music, if you want to send in inspiration for improvs, if you want to send in any kind of sound, if you want to tell me that I got something wrong or that I'm dumb or that I'm cute and fun, any of these things, please hit me up. My email is cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. And yeah, get at me. Get me there or my DMs. Let's make this show a collaborative process, because otherwise it just ends up this strange mishmash of sounds that she got going on here. And yeah, how does that feel? Weird, I bet. Yeah, okay. Anyway, here you go. Artemis Musician Society. Thank you.
One day in June, at the age of 13. I had to prepare lunch for my parents, who were working in the field, so I went to the village well to fetch water. A Japanese garrison soldier surprised me there. And took me away. So that my parents never knew what happened to their daughter. I was taken to the police station in a truck. Socks in my mouth and continued. The head of the police station hit me in my left eye because I was crying. That day I lost eyesight in my left eye. Thank you. tried twice to run away. But both times, we were caught. The head of our village came to our house and promised me to help me find a job in a factory. Because my family was so poor, I gladly accepted. Put onto a train, then to a truck. I realized there was no factory. Thank you. One Korean girl demanded why we had to serve so many, up to 40 men per day. Questioning. She tried to resist. She was taken to the courtyard and in front of all of us. To punish her, she tried to resist. She tried to resist. When I woke up, I was on a mountainside. Presumably left for dead. Suffered for it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam.